This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
All right, everybody, this is CBiz Media, and we're going to celebrate during this episode 1.5 years of CBiz Media podcast. We're going to celebrate all of our great guests, great music. We're going to be hearing music from some of our past podcasters, Sons of Thunder, in no particular order, guys. Sons of Thunder featuring Anointed Deetra, I'm Blessed. Our boy Illy Maine with rap, one of his rap tracks. Sha Sha Music with her uplifting song. I might throw in one of my own songs in there somewhere. I Am Rescued, Travis Dupree. These are some pretty prominent YouTube musicians and YouTube artists. Thank you for allowing us to share your music on our podcast. Also, music from gospel hip-hop artist Joe Brown. And I might throw a couple more in there. We'll see what we have going, but we're just going to enjoy some great music. If you look in the description, you will be able to link up with any of these artists and get their music in its entirety. So we're going to just celebrate CBiz Media, and later on I'm going to give some shout-outs to some of our great guests. Thank you for listening. Hey, if you want to be a guest, just email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. CBiz Media has another great opportunity for you. Not only can you be a guest on our podcast, but you can also submit your videos, flyers, business events, all of that to our program that comes on Comcast Cable in Detroit. We want to thank London from London D. Harris Washington Enterprises for allowing us a platform to share on TV. So if you'd like to share any of your media, any of your projects, any of your videos, any of your music, not only on our podcast, but also on cable TV in Detroit, you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com, or you can send your videos direct to cbizmedia1@gmail.com. I have so many people that I want to thank, past, present, and future, for being on the podcast. And in no particular order, I want to thank my girls that always guest host with me when I do my own commentary. They may come in and give their thoughts, or they may guest host with me on certain episodes, like our Aging and Purpose and our Comic-Con episode. So I got to show love to my sister Sylvia and her daughter, Little C. That's my niece. And of course, Miss London herself. We talked about a controversial topic called pornography, and we were basically talking about pornography in a relationship. Does it have a place there? So big shout outs to London.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know where I'll be without music. Trying to the gateway to my mind. Yeah.
I noticed. Had my lowest moments, who really was around? With no one, and my emotions I drowned in. I found to the people who were near. Well, I be talking, but they don't really hear. Yeah. I really wanna tell them all the facts, but they can't, I really can't handle that. Wait, nah. I can't handle that. I let them in and they got ammo if they ever attack. And they do, it's where I'm from. You can't be vulnerable, vulnerable, vulnerable. If there's a chink in your armor, you can bet this where they coming for. Coming for, coming for, yeah. Why can't they see beyond my mask? Well, I'm a pro, so that's a dumb question to ask. I'm the master of the straight face. Ask me how I'm doing. Chillin', man. Cold should be my last name. And yeah, I'm cold. Got a frozen heart of gold. And it wanna thaw. Please say it ain't so. But I swear I got good intentions.
For our first guest, back when we first started, I believe it was Robin Wilson. Robin Wilson, she's a poet. She's also a teacher. And she does a lot of things concerning French. And she's doing a lot of great things. I'm very proud of all of her accomplishments. And I'm so glad that she was one of our podcast guests. I want to thank Anthony King for sharing about his sweets and treats business and all of the delicious goodies that he has available for people in the Michigan area. Thanks again for sharing, Anthony. I want to thank Natasha Beautiful Thought for sharing an awesome event that she had with the Poetic Peaceful Place. And she has that going on, I think, every other month. Her name again is Natasha Beautiful Thought. You can look her up on social media. And I want to thank her again for coming on and sharing.
Thank God I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed. Thank God I'm blessed. I woke up this morning with no stress. Situation's not the best, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I know that I'm blessed. And I chose to rejoice and be glad. Not sad, frustrated or mad. Cause I'm blessed. Yeah, I know that I'm blessed.
Hey, when I wake up in the morning, man, I'm blessed. Even though I had stress from the night before, I'm blessed. I still have my brain, limbs, sight, and my breath. Ain't nothing you can do to me to say I ain't blessed. Even with this sickle cell trait, I'm still blessed. Cause I got the blood of the lamb and God covers my flesh. Diabetes can't hold me down. I'm still around even when my sugar's high. I'm everlast, jump around. When I look at my situations, I feel so much stress. But then I help feed the homeless and I see that I'm blessed. Just because you got that house on the hill don't mean that you blessed. Car in the garage, big bank account, you still a mess. You ain't fresh, let that foolishness go. You know the devil handled the wars to his best pupil. You best believe that there's loophole with some strings attached. It may look like from the Lord, but then it all collapsed.
I woke up this morning with no stress. Situation's not the best, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I know that I'm blessed.
I want to thank Shaw Bernard, our first guest outside of the Michigan area from New York. She's a model. She's an actress, and so she has her own talent agency all the way from the NYC. She's also a mother and a wife, and I thank her for taking time to be on our podcast. Thanks, y'all. I want to thank Cherie B, one of our recent guests. She's a mental health advocate, and she talks about a lot of things that we need in our community, and definitely to be aware of our own mental health as well as those around us. Thank you, Cherie B. Thank you to Claudrine Jackson. She's a radio personality and a TV hostess. And she shared her poetry as well as her life story dealing with her son and his autism and how that changed her life and changed who she was as a woman. She has an awesome story and an awesome book. I thank her for being a part of the podcast. And she's also shared her poetry on Comcast 20 Detroit. Thank you, Miss Claudrine.
You see this world we living in today?
Yeah.
It's a microwave generation.
Okay.
They want everything now.
Yeah, they do.
In their hands. See, we realize that we low.
You gotta be.
We gotta stay humble before our creator.
That's right. We gotta gain patience and wait on him. The Bible says, wait on the Lord. Be still and know that he is God.
He is God.
We recognize that the blessings are real when we obey our Father.
All the time.
But we also understand that we need him daily.
That's up.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Amen.
Walk with us, Lord.
Walk with me, Lord. Lord, fight my battles. I need you, Lord. Walk with me through the shadows. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Walk with me, Lord. Lord, fight my battles. I need you, Lord. Walk with me through the shadows. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Temptations all around me. Smoking weed, trying to be free. Lord, I need you, come save me. My flesh craving everything on the daily. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Can I be honest? Transparent women always on my conscience. From my phone, I can take it out. I won't need.
I want to thank Deshaun, the convictor. He's a rapper. He's a man of God. He has a ministry along with his wife and his family. And that's located in the Detroit area. He talked about tragedy and losing one of his limbs, but God brought him so far even after that, and God continues to bless him. He has such an inspiring story. We want to thank you again, Deshaun, the convictor. We want to thank Quinika Benton. She also was from out of town, not in the Michigan area. And I was glad to have her as one of our guests as well. She has a women's organization where women can support one another. She has a blog, and it's a ministry to actually help bless women and allow women to connect and relate to one another and their stories and what they're going through. And she shared her testimony, which was a powerful testimony. I want to thank you again for being our guest, Quinika. That's Quinika Benton. I want to thank Miss Erica Johnson of Lend a Hand, Heal a Heart. She was such a great blessing to come on as a young woman, sharing her story with one of her relatives, her grandfather, dealing with Alzheimer's, and how he lost his life and how she was there to try to help support him and what she learned from the whole situation. And through that, she started her own organization, Lend a Hand, Heal a Heart. Also with her friend Monica, they worked together with this organization that helps disabled young people and anyone with a disability. It's a support system there for them and somewhere where they know that they can feel good about themselves and fit in and belong, and that's the environment they set up. Thank you again, Miss Erica. She's gone through her own health challenges yet, and still she continues to try to be a blessing to others. Thank you. Some to my grandmother Betty, and I believe we did her interview last year. She was an awesome guest, and she had lots of words of wisdom, especially for today's young people, about life as a mother and a wife and a widow. She shared some words of wisdom that anybody could live by. She shared her accomplishments and how she went through some difficult obstacles, yet she was able to be successful in her career working in the medical field. And now she is an avid quilter. She does what she loves. She's retired. She loves her family. And we love her. Thank you, Grandma Betty. I want to thank my old schoolmate, Patrick Curry, for sharing and letting us know some of the great projects he worked on during his college career and just navigating life after graduation. Thank you again, Pat. I want to thank these major YouTubers that have a lot of followers. Thank you for allowing me to share some of your content on our podcast as talking points, as topic points. The Beat with Alan Parr. Check out his YouTube page. And Mark Ballinger with Applying God's Word. Check out his page as well. I want to thank Hugh Daly, who has been on the radio sharing a message of love, even in this Trump-centered world that we're in right now, and himself being a Caucasian person, he shares a message of love, and he talked about giving plasma, and as an elderly gentleman, he does a lot to continue to show love to his community, he and his wife. Thank you to the Daly family for being on our podcast. We want to thank Dion Hunt, actor. He's out in LA now. We wish him all the best. And he also does video production as well. And we want to thank Christian Rocket Adams. You can see them, find them both either on Facebook or Instagram. And Christian has a great series about Jesus. So check him out on YouTube and on Facebook. He's an actor as well, and I'm sure he has other projects as well as comedy. So we want to thank you again for being on the podcast, Christian.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix.
I want to thank my girl, my cousin Javon, for doing our first book club segment with the book called Finding My Sparkle with Morgan A. Owens. She's an entrepreneur, and she does a lot of things to help boost women's confidence and pride within themselves. Thank you to my girl, my cousin Javon, for sharing this book. Thank you. I want to thank Miss Anita Caprice. You can go to anitacaprice.com and check her out. She does poetry. She has her own book. And she shared a bit of her poetry with us on one of our past episodes. And she was one of our early guests as well. Thank you, Anita. I want to thank my sis, Terrence Hurston, cancer survivor, part of London's Love. She's a mom. She's a grandmother. She's a fiance. And she's just a great woman of God with a great ministry. And she's also on the radio. So I want to thank Miss Terrence for sharing with us on one of our past episodes as we talked about cancer and MS. I want to thank Val Cobb. She's a grant writer as well as a poet. Thank you for what you shared for our podcast and giving out some great information. Thank you. I hope I didn't miss anybody, miss any of my thank yous. We had some people that podcasted with us early on in the past. One I remember is Miss Chiron Taylor, where she was talking about the Terra oils and how it could help with your health. And we were talking about women's health in general, so I have to give her a shout out as well. Again, I hope I didn't miss anybody that was on the podcast. I'm trying to go back like 1.5 years, so hopefully I didn't miss anybody, guys. And if I did, please email me and say, hey, you forgot about me, and I'll hit you up on the next episode and show you some love on the next episode. I really want to thank Sean Harden and Harden Radio as well for their support and their love. And I just really, really, really want to thank God, because I didn't know I was going to be doing this. I'm a definitely behind-the-scenes person, and I put this thing together, but I didn't think that I would have to step up and talk sometime, you know, because I'm not like a big talker, but when I get into conversations in different topics and my own commentary, I've done that before, and I've interviewed some great people, and I've just done something. For me, this is a little new. Me and my sister, we hosted our cable TV program together, but for me to go alone, that's something that was new for me, and I was very passionate about it, and I enjoyed doing this, and I continue to enjoy doing this, and we have more to come. Love you guys. We hope to share more with you on CBiz Media. Be blessed. This podcast episode is dedicated to my late uncle, Uncle Raymond, also known as Fred Harris. He was born with a mental disability, but he was very technical savvy and good with gadgets and wiring things up in different ways. So he will be missed. I also want to dedicate this to Evangelist Cornelius Byrd, a distinguished man of God, a father and a husband, and radio broadcaster, and he did so many other things. Also to Jessica Starr, meteorologist here in the Detroit area, we dedicate this to you and to all of those who have passed, all of those who have left us and their families, and all of those have contributed great things into our community. We are sad, but we are proud and we are glad that God allowed you the time that you had here on this earth to be a blessing. Thank you. One of our past guests, Miss Linda Seats Ogletree, she has a nonprofit organization. She's an author. She's an assistant pastor. She has a lot going on, and she also sings. So here's one of her tracks that she's sharing with us as a cancer survivor. Just take a listen to a bit.
We are survivors. We are fighters. And we will get our life back. Hello, survivor. We want to encourage you.
I want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commmbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on CBizTVOnline.com. Also join us on Facebook at CBizTV and Media Online.